Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about portable applications and their psychological use. But first, we didn't announce something yesterday. Right. Yesterday we reached achieved a milestone, and that milestone is in on January 16th, 2017. Okay, so just a month and 3 or 4 months ago, we aired our first Mental Breakdown PsychReg podcast. Mm-hmm. It was sort of the first podcast that was posted from our new collaboration with PsychReg.
Right. And what is PsychReg?
PsychReg is our blog site from the UK, and it's a psychology registry, so it has lots of information about different psychologists, but it also is a blog that has writers from all over the world, from lots of different disciplines, that we post their blog posts and information, and PsychReg continues to grow. We now have an online journal, open source, open access, peer-reviewed journal. We do conferences. All kinds of stuff happening with PsychReg.
Right.
But yesterday was episode 400.
400. Right.
400.
Milestone.
So in a year and 3 months, we have posted 400 podcasts with PsychReg, and we're still going.
Still going strong.
Phase 401.
Right.
So it's just, we wanted to make sure that we mentioned that because, goodness, that's a lot of episodes. So there's lots of information out there. For those of you who are new to the podcast, you know, that was just when we started with PsychReg. Before then, we were doing podcasts not quite as frequently as we are now. But, there's a lot of podcasts out there. And so lots of information that you can get from posts that we've made over the past couple of years.
Right.
But 400 episodes since our collaboration with PsychReg, and we've really appreciated that that connection, and we still appreciate Den for getting us involved and bringing us on board, and that's been a great relationship. So.
And the support we've received from our colleagues in the United Kingdom and around the world, Australia, New Zealand, and other parts of what was known as the Empire for a while. But for our colleagues in the UK, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. And speaking of that, we are going to talk today about apps and portable technology, all in preparation for our conversation with a psychologist from the UK that we'll have tomorrow, that will be posted tomorrow, about her application that she has that will be coming out in May of this year here in the United States and in the UK, but it's already been published in Australia and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. It's already available there. It'll be coming here soon.
Right.
But today we're going to talk about other apps that are already there, because I think you know that I have an affinity. I like apps.
You have a certain interest.
Yes.
Something bordering on rabid.
A little bit.
I was thinking, for me, it's a wheelhouse thing. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, USF psychiatry, they use that term wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. It's not in my wheelhouse.
Right.
Which means it's not my area of expertise.
Right.
So I will think about wheelhouse when it comes to me, because I don't, not long ago, I didn't know what an app was.
That's true. But
at least I know what they are now. And I know where to get them.
Progress.
but they're not in my wheelhouse.
Right.
So this will be interesting. Bernie has a fiery, rabid interest in apps. You wanted to start building them until you came to your senses.
Oh, no. I still want to build them. It's just that it's tough to learn how... it's difficult to learn the programming language to write apps.
That's right.
And it's extremely important. I mean, expensive.
It's very expensive to do an app.
Right. I have.
I mean that.
Well, I have a couple of
thousands of dollars.
I have a couple of ideas for apps, and you know, I got in touch with a company to do one that was basically a simple reminder app type of thing, and they said they go. This is how the conversation began and ended. He says, well, I'm not sure how much you have in your budget, but yeah, we can definitely do it. And you're looking at about $15,000.
That's what I thought.
I said, well, you know what? Thank you very much for that. And have a great day.
We have an extra $15,000 lying around to do an app to remind you to do something that you don't need to be reminded to do.
Right. So
it would be interesting talking to her.
Tomorrow
about
Dr. Litvin,
how she's been able to do this. That's one of the questions that I have for her. We've seen the app and we've used it, but my question is, how did you overcome what we see are barriers to building these things? Now she is in the UK, so it could be a little different there.
But
I'll be interested to talk to her about that.
Yeah. So apps are you know, there are these small programs that you carry on your smartphone with you, and I think what's fascinating about them is that the things that you can do with them just continue to grow.
Right.
I mean, you can do things with apps now that before you needed, you know, a heavy processor and big computer system to do. We talked on Tuesday of this week about neurofeedback.
Mm-hmm.
There are apps where, you know, you plug in plug in a few wires, or it's just through Bluetooth, you know, you can connect, you know, a neurofeedback program and neurofeedback equipment right to your phone.
Mm-hmm. And send it to us.
Right.
And send the data to our office.
It is amazing what you can do, and you know, whether you have I'm most familiar with an iPhone because that's what I've just always had.
Right.
But with my iPhone, I can find apps to monitor my health,
to do everything,
to look at you know, I have an Apple Watch, so it keeps track of my heart rate,
right.
It keeps track of my movements, it keeps track of everything, and so when it comes to some of the things that we talk about with mental health treatment, you know, making sure that you're exercising enough and making sure that you're sleeping enough. You can do all of that with these smart applications now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really impressive.
Right. I was impressed with how quickly the Fitbit changed over time, because it started out and we thought there was this miraculous, I think it started out counting steps.
It was just a pedometer, right?
It's essentially a pedometer. Now you can do it. Almost anything. I'm just astonished with how quickly it changed from a pedometer to a really smart device.
Right, right. There are apps now. We have the link to, you know, three different articles that list some apps for the use of psychology in your everyday life. But you can find apps for there are apps for meditation.
Right.
There are apps for. One of the ones that I really like is a mood app.
Yes.
And just periodically throughout the day, it will say, hey, you know, how are you feeling?
What's going on?
What's going on? Right. And you can, you just tap a couple of things and it tracks your mood. It's a mood tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really beneficial for working with people who are depressed or who have mood regulation issues, so that they can just, you know, the big thing in psychology sometimes is just bringing awareness to something.
Yeah, just knowing that it, what it is.
Right.
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 So we used to use mood rings for that. Did you? You remember mood rings?
I do.
You do. And now there's an app for that. They turned the mood ring into an app.
I don't. This is where the wheelhouse.
I told you, it's not in my wheelhouse. But that mood app.
Mm-hmm.
Would be really good, especially I'm thinking of teenagers in particular, or adults in their 20s who are struggling with career and relationships and things. Mm-hmm. And what is your mood? And you can track it, as you can track heartbeat or how many steps you took that day. Now you can track mood.
Right.
Really, really.
And then you can see, you know, during this time of the day, you know, after
That's
2 weeks of collecting data, around this time of day, I'm oftentimes I have a dip in my mood, and so now we can really get in and figure out, okay, so what's going on around that time of day,
right.
Because many times, you know, there are those kinds of patterns, but we don't recognize that they're those kinds of patterns.
Right.
So we, you know, we can do these kinds of assessments.
I like this, all the sleep apps, because that's something that we had no way of tracking until very recently. And I want to start utilizing apps with our younger patients because we don't know how well they're sleeping, and parents don't know.
Right.
I mean, he sleeps through the night. Is it restorative sleep? Is he really sleeping through the night? And now we can track those sorts of things pretty accurately.
Right. Exactly. So there are a lot of psychological apps out there. There are, again, to track mood, to track sleep, to track exercise, to track anxiety, and it's, you know, meditation. There are lots of them out there, and I think that it's critical. I think it's important for us to use these apps that are available to us so that we can make decisions and we can, you know, be more informed about what's happening in between therapeutic sessions, or, you know, in your own life. Even if you're not seeing a therapist, you know, you can use some of these apps to just kind of track things for yourself and then make some decisions.
Yeah, the technology is there. And you're wise to take advantage of it. Learn how to use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
And work with your therapist to track and monitor, because, as you said earlier, the important first step is knowing how you're feeling and when and why.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So so it's exciting. And, and, you know, one day I will have learned this other language of coding and learn how to make
and
an
that's
app.
A different coding language.
It is.
For apps. Yeah,
right. It is. It's very challenging.
But so. One of the things, one of the articles we put up is apps for 2018.
Right.
Favorite mental health apps so far in 2018. So take a look at that. See if you want to use any of them. Get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.